LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Welcome to this week's episode of LabCast. We're here with Principal Brian Zimmerman from OpenView Venture Partners. Brian works frequently with our expansion stage portfolio companies around sales activities. Welcome, Brian.
Good to be here, Corey.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the end of month sales cycle. This is something that Brian often works with our portfolio on, and I think that he'd offer a lot of value to our listeners. So Brian, can you tell us a little bit about this end of month sales cycle and what it means for sales teams?
Sure. It's pretty typical that, when meeting with our executive teams and our sales managers and vice presidents of sales, that the end of the month or end of quarter is reserved for the perception of closing deals, and tend to pigeonhole themselves or limit themselves into only focusing activities wrapped around that, which over time will limit productivity and limit pipeline building.
So, Brian, that does sound pretty limiting. What is wrong with that way of thinking for sales teams?
Well, I mean, it's again a perception that salespeople are completely involved and engaged in closing deals, and when you look at that, at the end of a quarter, end of a month, how many deals could they possibly be closing anyway? It's probably in the range of 5 to 10 deals, and quite frankly, if those deals aren't in procurement yet, they're probably not going to close anyway. So, when you actually kind of, and we've done some benchmarking to look at the time spent that's actually engaging in these opportunities to close, it's typically around 5 to 10 hours in the week. So the remaining 30 hours or 40 hours, some of our portfolios, which is great, is 60 hours, is spent waiting and wondering what's happening with those deals. And,
right. And
just there's a better way to invest more time in other things.
That's really interesting. Do you think that this is quite common?
It's been common in every organization I've either worked for or worked with. And when you talk about sales, revenue is king. It always should be. So everyone is focused on achieving quota. It's how people are compensated. Mm-hmm. It's how companies are recognized for growth. But the reality is end of months, end of quarters become tougher and tougher without a strong pipeline, which also will lead to what I see quite often is desperation around deals. Mm-hmm. and investing more time in discounting and ways to win deals.
So, Brian, what can managers do to help their teams be more productive and to focus less on just closing deals exclusively?
Well, it's very challenging, and it will take time. But what managers should be doing is trying to replicate the first week of the month and the first week of the quarter exactly like it is the last week of the month and the last week of the quarter. Mm-hmm. So encouraging reps to continue to prospect and building pipelines as well. So again, very, very challenging to do, but it will, if you ingrain that in your culture, good things will happen.
What other activities should the sales teams be focused on?
Well, if you're asking me, what should people be focused on what in the perception or the reality of the end of the month or end of the quarter, quite obviously, and I'm not discouraging closing deals, close the deals that you have forecasted to close. It's completely obvious that that's a goal of any salesperson. It's the most necessary step at the end of the month, but it's something you should be prepared to handle on a normal weekly activity. So, again, close the deals that you've got that you forecasted.
Right.
Again, very, very challenging at the end of a month or quarter. Prospect for more opportunities to add to your pipeline. A week's wasted in building a pipeline is another week or at the close of the next month or the mm-hmm. next quarter. And what happens is those end of month and those end of quarters will continue to get longer and more hard to finish.
Mm-hmm.
The third one I would say is, and I joked about this with a former CEO that I'd work with, but mm-hmm. the reality is if you're not doing either one of those, a salesperson should be updating their resume. If they're not looking for new deals, they don't have a forecast that's adequate for the next quarter, and they're not going to make their quotas, they should be really looking for something else to do.
Right.
Because that's really the reality of sales.
Right. Well, thank you very much. This has been very enlightening, and I think our listeners will enjoy it. Thanks for joining us for this episode of LabCast. Be sure to join us next week as we continue our conversation with Brian about finding and hiring the best inside salespeople.